presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with singer-songwriter Jake Banfield. In our conversation, Jake talks about his college basketball career and his love of sports, particularly the Sooners, and he talks about his hometown of Tulsa. Jake tells us about his new album, Open Bars, and the songwriting sessions he's a part of for both his follow-up album and other artists. Jake gives us his musical history after a college basketball injury sidelined him, and he tells us about how the purchase of a Martin guitar changed his life. Jake describes how a song he wrote and recorded, Hold Me, went viral and caught the attention of management in LA and in turn Nashville, and how that led to his album and his songwriting sessions. Jake discusses his previous tours and his future tours, some of which are international, and how he makes the ends meet financially. And he talks about his new album. To find out more about Jake, you can go to his website, jakebanfieldmusic.com. That's jakebanfieldmusic.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Here's my buddy Jake.
What's up?
Hey there, Jake.
How you doing, man?
How are you? What kind of car is that? Awesome.
I know, yeah. I'm in Nashville. I don't have a house here anymore, so I stay with my buddies, but they got a bunch of crap going on inside, so, sure. I'll just come to the car.
Yeah, exactly. I've done that many times.
I love it. Well, yeah. Thanks for having
me. Of course.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'9".
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, not as tall, especially from being a basketball player. I'm super short.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like 5'9". Do I look tall or something?
No. Well, you do kind of look sandwiched in the car pretty good.
Yeah, here we go. That's a little better.
That's better.
No, thanks again for having me. This will be fun.
Of course. Do you follow basketball still?
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge basketball fan.
And what are your teams?
Yeah, so I'm OU Sooners, but I'm a huge Thunder fan. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
Like, massive. I forgot I even have the hat on.
Yeah,
so
you do.
I'm a massive sports fan in general, but definitely basketball first and then football. Yeah. But I watch basketball almost every night.
And what are your football teams?
So sadly, it's Dallas Cowboys because I grew up in Oklahoma. So that's pretty sad. And then OU Sooners. I'm a huge Oklahoma. We grew up going to games my whole life. Okay. So yeah, big Sooner football fan. And then the Cowboys, which is like kind of, you know, where we're at. I'm in Tulsa, so we're like 3 hours from Dallas this way, and then 3 hours from Kansas City this way, and my family chose the Cowboys, and I'm like, crap, man. We could have been having a bunch of Super Bowl parties, but maybe one day.
So you grew up in Oklahoma?
I did, yeah, born and raised.
In Tulsa?
Yeah, Tulsa. So it was kind of all around. I kind of grew up in southeast Oklahoma, and then moved a little like to the Oklahoma City area for about 2 years.
Okay.
And then kind of just have landed my last 10, 12 years in the Tulsa area. So, yeah, that's like home.
Yeah. And you're in Nashville now. Are just doing press, or what are you doing in Nashville?
Yeah, so we're actually writing for the next album.
Okay.
I'm here for about a week and a half. This is my last trip out here for the year. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I'll go back to Oklahoma. I lived here for 3 years, though, and then moved back to Tulsa, I want to say in July. So very, very recently. So
yeah.
I still love it out here, but Oklahoma's home to me. So
of course,
I wanted to go back and be close to the family and come out here for trips and still get it done here. But home base, I wanted to be in Oklahoma.
Yeah. And who organizes the writing?
So I have an incredible manager. His name's Joel Timmon, and he's amazing. He's got his own type thing going on called Perspective Music Group, and he's been incredible. So he kind of has all the roles. He kind of acts as a publisher as well because he was in that lane, but he has just been so good to me. And he does an incredible job.
Cool. And is it like, you know, three or four of you in a room? Just throwing out ideas?
Yeah, it's usually whenever we get into the room, there's usually three of us. Sometimes there's four, but I usually like three. There's always usually there's a producer. Uh-huh. I'm more of a melodic type writer with some lyric ability. Yeah. And then we really like to have like a top liner, like a very good with lyrics.
Yeah.
And kind of just try to make that teamwork happen. I think that's, you know, I spent some time in L.A. and learned a lot about melodies and pop music and stuff. And so I like to bring that the most to the table and try to help out wherever else I can as well.
Sure. And is it always the same people with you in the room, or does it vary?
Yeah, it varies. It varies. For my first 2 years in Nashville, I was riding with like hundreds of different people I'd never met. And then kind of as of recent, I've kind of found my people I love working with. Yeah. And I'll still write with some new people every once in a while. But found my people over the last 3 years I love that understand the sound and what I got going on and what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I write with kind of them quite a bit. Okay. But yeah, it varies though.
Uh-huh. Very good. And when you were growing up, what were you listening to?
Oh, I was everywhere. My parents put so much music to my ears. I knew from the beginning, I grew up on 80s hair bands, like okay. Def Leppard and Poison and Motley Crue.
Wait, when you were born?
Yeah, 2000, yeah. So I was 20, but I remember that from the earliest age. And then I was really big on 90s hip hop. So like Tupac, Biggie, Snoop, yeah. Warren G. And then I remember earlier into like the mid 2000s when I started hearing country music on the radio.
Yeah.
And I loved country music as well. And then started listening back to 90s country. And I was like, yo, this is amazing as well.
Yeah.
And then seriously, this is how it was. And then 2010s was very heavy pop. I loved like Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber.
Sure.
Bruno Mars. Also loved like country music in the 2015s, like the bro country, they say, with like the hip hop drums. I mean, so I was everywhere. I grew up listening to every type of music. And I think that's why it's kind of, you know, it comes out in my music. It's like, it's a lot going on, but it's because that's how I was raised. So it just naturally floods out. Yeah.
Exactly. And so when did you start singing?
So I grew up in church singing from the earliest age I can remember. I would help like once a month in the church, help lead singing. But it was never, ever, ever going to be the thing. And I just knew I could carry a tune. I knew I wasn't horrible, but it was just to help and like, you know, just to praise and, praise and worship. And then, I didn't do anything with it. I was just an athlete literally my whole life. I was just playing sports and, life took a turn. So now I'm doing it for a living, which is insane.
Yeah. So tell me, how'd you get hurt?
Yeah, we were in on a mission trip in Briggsdale, Colorado. I went and go play college basketball my freshman year before we even started. It was before school started. And I would just did a move that I do all the time my whole life where I was going left and my knee didn't plant as it should. And that was it. Yeah. And I was like, so I had to rehab my knee, and that's where I picked up the guitar. I bought a guitar while I was rehabbing my knee just to let me, you know, just to teach and learn and keep me busy so I wasn't bored and depressed.
And where'd you buy a guitar?
So I bought it in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I went to college at Oklahoma Wesleyan. So it's north in Oklahoma by Kansas. And I bought it there. And
what's the name of the place?
Ooh, great question. I don't even know. Okay. I have to go back. That is a great question. I know where it's at. I did that and then started just learning the three chords and the truth, you know, they say. And got healthy to come back and play. And we got sent into quarantine. So I really, that's when I really got like really invested in music. And that was it right there. It started as soon as we got sent into quarantine. I was like, I picked up the guitar. I can play a little bit. Now I got to figure the rest out because I'm not going to be playing ball for a while.
Yeah, yeah. But hold on. What was the guitar? What model?
Oh, it was a Martin. It was a old Martin too. I don't even know what year it was, but it was not the best guitar, but it also was at the same time. You knew it had a story.
Sure.
Just because of the way it looked and the way it sounded. It was a blessing though. Yeah, it was a Martin though.
Okay,
it was
cool.
Tan. It was beautiful, beautiful tan Martin.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And you remember what you paid for it?
Oh, I think I paid $65.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, like that's a great deal for Martin.
No, 65. It was beat up, too. $65, $75, something around there. And he cut me a deal. I think it was for like $125. And I said, sir, I'm a broke college student at Oklahoma Wesleyan right here. I just got hurt playing college. I am in a horrible spot right now, if I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm just trying to teach myself while I rehab my knee. And that amazing man gave me a deal for like $75, right, which on. Is still a lot, but I made it happen. So it was a blessing.
Do you still have the guitar?
Yeah, I do. It's at my house in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah, I also have two new guitars, but that one gets to come out every once in a while. It's got a lot of stories.
Yeah, of course. And what are the new guitars?
So I got a Taylor now, and then I got a Johnny Cash Martin, which is also incredible. Yeah, it's I went and got that, and I love that. I play that on stage right now. It's all black.
Yeah.
I've been loving the black guitars
because
I like to wear all black on stage a lot of the time. So it's all, I just like the look of it. It's
Where'd you pick up that Martin?
So I got that, I think it was just at Guitar Center. I want to say I was in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And then the other one was in Nashville, and it was a Taylor. So I got that in Nashville. So yeah, it's been awesome. But I'm a Taylor and a Martin guy. I love them both. But yeah, the Johnny Cash has been really cool. It sounds awesome. It's got a cool tone, and I'm digging it.
Does it have onboard electronics?
Yeah, it did.
Do you know what they are?
I don't, but that's why I was drawn to that immediately. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when did you start, when did you first start playing out, like playing, you know?
Yeah, I got asked, that is a great question. It's been a crazy last 5 years. I started in 2022. I moved to Nashville. And my manager just put me in writer's rounds to where, like, he wanted me to just get into a crowd most of the time where people don't care and they're loud and they're not even watching. And you really got to learn how to entertain them and how to play and how to keep them engaged.
Yeah. So how I did he that. Find you?
So through my first label that I signed to was a management. I wasn't signed to the label, but they had a label. My management up there in LA, I told them I want to go to Nashville to start doing music. Yeah. And they were like, we don't know anybody there. We know one guy.
Okay, but how did the place in LA find you?
Oh, because my I had a song go viral in quarantine called Hold Me.
Okay.
And that was the... they reached out, and I knew nobody in the music industry. So I was like, oh, I thought it was fake first because it was there was Electric Phil who had been having, like, Post Malone, and I was like, this is probably not real, but I need a foot in the door. Just give me a foot in the door, and I will use everything I've learned from basketball, like discipline and working hard. I will use that. I just need to get into some rooms. So that's how the song went viral, and they reached out and said, we would love to manage you or, you know, help. In any way we can. So that's what it was. And so I was there for 2 years writing pop music and just figuring out what was going on. And then when I was like, I want to go to Nashville.
When you say the song went viral, like, did you record it or did you, was it just you, a video of you on TikTok, or how did it, what are you talking about?
My best friend, Kellen Hines, knew how to engineer a little bit.
Okay.
And then we found the beat off YouTube. Paid for that, for the beat. It was a piano ballad. It was a sad, sad song. But I was really sad in that time. So I really didn't know how to song write, but I knew that the song was real. It was very vulnerable.
Okay.
And it connected immediately. So, yeah, my boy Kellen recorded me. We got it out there, and it connected immediately, which was a blessing. And kind of just showed me, like, you know, number one, that I'm not alone feeling this way.
Sure.
And number two, that there's something here. Like, I need to learn and really invest in this because it's helping people in a positive way. So that's how it started, man.
The new record, or the record, is there more than one, or is it just one?
Just one.
Yeah, yeah. And you're working on the second one now. The producer put it together for you? Like, lined up?
Yeah, so I worked with multiple producers throughout that project. Okay. That was a project over the last 3 years since I moved to Nashville. So 2022 to 2025. So there's multiple producers on there that I love dearly, and I still work with them. A lot of those actually came from the session we had. Like, we would have a session, and we loved how the vocals sounded in the room. So I didn't even go re-record them. I just loved how they came out. So there's multiple writers, multiple producers, and that's kind of how I like it too. Just because you can get a lot of different flavors in there. So,
sure.
Yeah.
And the guitar playing on it, those are all studio guitars?
Yeah, so studio guitars. Yeah.
Do you get to meet the band that plays on it, or not really?
No, it's really the producer usually puts them in. He puts them in. So I'm lucky to work with some producers that are great at guitar.
Yeah.
But no, I've not met the band. So yeah, I don't think we've done that. Yeah. But no, it's been really cool. We make it in the room, and it's been really fun.
Yeah. When you play live, you do play live, right? You're touring.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just toured a couple. Well, like, so you played in OKC, like, the beginning of October, right?
Is it
just you and a guitar, or is it a full band? Or
full band, yeah. So we have a guitar, bass, and drums, and then my first 2 years was only me. It was only acoustic, and I had to do that. So having the band behind me is way more fun, and I think way better. The vibes are way different, but I was like, this is awesome.
When it's just you and a guitar,
yeah,
that must have been pretty crazy.
It was, yeah. Like I said, starting out in those Nashville bars where like people don't care most of the time. Uh-huh. And then you go to a concert where you're actually opening up for somebody or headlining acoustic.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's opening up and people are watching. It's a lot more fun because you're like, there people are actually engaged and they want to be here and they want to listen. So it's been really cool to see that.
Yeah. And the shows that you did in Canada.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Cooper Allen?
Cooper Allen is an absolute dog. He is so awesome, man. He's like a big brother to me. We actually hadn't met before the tour started.
Okay.
But the music is similar in a way, and my booking agency, WME, hooked it up, and we were like, yeah, let's go to Canada. I'm down.
Yeah.
And they were rowdy. Canada was rowdy. They were so awesome.
Right
they
on.
Knew the music, and grateful for Cooper for having us out. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course. Can you pull this off? Like, I mean, what's the tour look like for you? Are you in a van? Are you guys flying or what's the deal?
Yeah, no. So with that one, with the Cooper Allen, it was just me and a guitar player, my boy, Jacob Cade.
Okay.
So yeah, I definitely had to cut costs there.
Yeah.
Just because we're in another country.
And sure.
But yeah. So, we rent a car, and then we drive around, we drive around and sell some merch and, make it happen. I mean, it's definitely, It's a grind, but it's like also really fun to go play music on in another country.
Yeah, of course. And is Cooper in a bus?
Yeah, he's in a bus.
Yeah, yeah. And he didn't fucking invite you into the bus. What the hell?
I know, man. But his team was so good to us. He really was. And he did ask us. We already got in the rental car, and we were like, "Yeah, we got a whip right now." But no, he's such a good dude.
Yeah.
But We're working our way up, hopefully to have one day. But
sure,
those things
sure.
are expensive as crap too.
Were you staying in motels? Like, you know, I mean,
Yeah.
But it was you're driving from Winnipeg to Saskatoon to Regina, Calgary. Those are long drives.
I was driving it. My guitar player was not. So I was driving those things. That was the part that probably sucks the worst is just the drive and it's very flat. There's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah.
But we made it happen. You got to find ways for road trips to make them more entertaining. So we did. It was fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was fun.
What lies ahead as far as touring?
Yeah, so in January, we're off the rest of the year. And then in January, we're headed out to Australia. We had a song go number one over there.
Wow.
So we're going to start the year going there and celebrating with them. And obviously, it's going to be summertime over there. So it's going to be fun to get in some warm weather. And then
do you know where in Australia you're going to be playing?
We're in Brisbane. I'll forget some of the cities without looking. Brisbane, Melbourne, Torquay. I don't know how to say it.
That's close.
They're all on my Instagram, but we're hitting like six spots and I'm excited to be out there. Yeah.
Sure,
and then
of course.
After that, late January into February, we're going on tour with a guy named George Burge, who I'm a big fan of. He's got some big songs.
Mm-hmm.
Good dude asked us to come out. And then in March, we're going to Germany for the C2C festival. Wow. So it's going to be a busy 2026. I'm excited to get out.
Right on. And when you do songwriting, are you writing songs for other people as well?
Yeah, I love to write songs for other people as well.
Okay.
This trip that I'm on right now, we're writing for my project.
Uh-huh.
But the last time you would have caught me whenever I was here, about a month ago, I was only writing for other people.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan of co-writing. I think it's beautiful.
Oh,
so
sure.
I try to get some in my project, of course, but also love to help with other people's as well.
Yeah. Do you get pitch sheets and stuff like that or not so much?
No, I mean, not really. There's a couple times whenever we're working at a label, like one of the studio we're in is at the label. They'll tell us what they're looking for. Most of the time, I'm kind of just with the artist and trying to figure out what they're looking for and what's going on in their world. And let's write something, you know, that they're wanting to do.
Yeah. And is it like a time thing where it's like, you know, here, we get 4 hours to come up with whatever? Or is it we're going to do this until we get something?
It's usually the second one. Unless someone has a double, like they have a session at night and they can't, then we'll usually just reschedule, or we're not reschedule, we'll do another day.
Uh-huh.
But most of the time, no, we're in there till we get it, I feel like. And if we feel like we're forcing it, then we'll just stop and we'll just be like, all right, let's come back next Tuesday or something. But most of the time, we're getting it done in a day. Like I had one this morning and it took 2 hours.
Okay.
And then sometimes they'll take seven. But that's just the love of the game. It's cool to see how songs are different in that way.
Sure. And if it's 7 hours, who's buying the food?
Dude, that's a great question. Hopefully, we're going to ask who has the most hits, and then we're just going to make them DoorDash the food. because yeah, that you're right. You got to get some food in between.
So what? When do you have a projected date when the new record's going to come out, or not yet? Not till you.
We don't yet. No, it'll be in the springtime though. It'll be around March, April, May-ish. It'll be around there. And I'm excited. We already got some of the songs, that are going to go on there. We already have them. Uh-huh. So they that's exciting to not be out of music after you drop an album. Oh, so yeah. we're proud of that. And, yeah, we're still getting after it. I got another session tonight and we're going to just get after it. I love doing doubles and yeah. just creating. And then I get back to Oklahoma and I'm like, wow, that was productive. That was a good
right on. So, are you married? Yeah,
I'm not. No, I haven't been in a relationship in like, 5 years.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I've been riding solo, trying to figure out my life.
Well, I mean, especially if you're going to be like moving around and stuff.
Totally. Takes a toll. No, totally. Yeah, exactly. It does. It's really tough. Long distance, or even when you're in Nashville, you're never here. It feels like you're always on the road. So yeah, it's a different lifestyle. I've been trying to figure that out. Right. Yeah.
Have you ever like bussed on Lower Broadway or not so much?
No, I have not. No, I haven't. I go down there sometimes and just, I'm like, this is insane. These people are so good. Yeah. They're so talented. A lot of them are better than I am. And I'm just like, wow, this is incredible. But no, I never played down there. Yeah. But I love going down there and having a good time. I go to Robert's, get the recession special. Exactly. And I check out the bands and it's so fun.
Did you ever see Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah, by far. It's incredible.
So when you're in Oklahoma, is there like a place nearby where you live where you could just set up and play for a while?
Yeah, so we haven't done that yet. We played a show in Tulsa when we were on the run. We played at the Vanguard. Mm-hmm. But as far as like setting up and playing, I'm looking around. I like to do that, and I think we're gonna just keep doing some shows around there.
Yeah.
But I got my studio in my house in Tulsa, so I record out of my house. And then, as far as live shows, we don't play a ton around there. Mm-hmm. But we're looking forward to it. I have a show in Oklahoma City in February, and also in Tulsa in February. So. Okay. All right. Yeah.
What I was talking about was more like the pizza parlor down the street, like you just said.
Hey, no, I don't. I don't have that.
$100 and pizza.
Yeah, that's right.
$100 pizza and beer, and I'm going to play for an hour.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, cool. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. If people want to get a hold of you, they just go to your website?
Yeah. Website, Instagram is Jake Banfield Music. And then I have a link on that Instagram where it's like has everything, the Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Linktree.
And thanks for having me. This has been fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully, I'm in Northern California. Hopefully, if you ever make it out here, I get to meet you in person.
I would love it. Yeah. We actually were in Sacramento about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And hopefully get back out there soon. Seriously, like next year.
Right on. Right on.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Jake. Take it
easy. All right, have a great one.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Have Guitar, Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.